This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's some research out today about the American housing market, rental housing in particular, in the past 10, maybe 15 years in this economy, and how, yes, here it comes, the rent is too darn high. But more to the point, what exactly that means for the millions of Americans in that slice of this housing market. Aaron Currier directs the Financial Security and Mobility Project at Pew Charitable Trusts, whence the research comes. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What has happened to renters in this economy since, say, the middle to the end of the Great Recession?
Well, what we are looking at here with our latest report is that 43 million U.S. households now rent their homes. And that's a figure that has been growing a lot in recent years. But as it has grown, the proportion of renters who struggle with rent has also grown.
Talk to me for a second about that phrase you just zipped by us, rent burdened. What does that mean?
Yeah, we're measuring people as being rent burdened if they have a rental cost equal to or greater than 30% of their income. So that's a big portion of households' income going to rent.
Why has this happened? And I get that that's like a PhD level question, but give me the radio answer.
Sure. So between 2001 and 2015, demand for rental properties skyrocketed, and that drove prices to historic highs. And that's in part because fewer people are transitioning to home ownership. It's also because of demographic shifts. Like, for example, more older Americans are renting. But just since 2004, there's been an increase of 9.3 million new renter households.
Wow. I mean, that's a bunch. But then that plays into the supply-demand equation, right? If there are these many more rental households and X number of multifamily dwellings, that's a problem.
Exactly. But it's also coupled with the fact that over the same time period, income really hasn't grown that much. And so you've got rents going up with incomes remaining pretty flat, and that really puts a pinch on household balance sheets.
So if you define rent burdened as more than 30% of income, my guess is that there are families out there paying 60%, 70%. Maybe what is life like for the families in that kind of jam?
They're financially precarious in other ways. So nearly two-thirds of rent-burdened households have less than $400 in a bank account. The typical rent-burdened household only has $10 in savings. And just to put that in perspective—
Wait, say that again. 10 bucks?
Yep, $10 in savings, while the typical homeowner has $7,000. This research also shows that people who are rent-burdened are just not able to transition to home ownership. And if they're not transitioning to homeownership at the same rate that they used to, there's clearly something going on. And it's problematic, not just for families, but for communities and all the way up to the national economy.
You alluded to the national economy for a minute. Take a step back from your data and help us understand what this situation, this rent burden population and their difficulties, what does that mean for the national economy?
Right. Well, there's so much good research that shows that households that are able to own their home are building wealth. At a micro level, if you're spending 30, 40, or 50% of your income just on shelter, you're barely able to afford food and transportation, other core needs, let alone put together a nest egg or contribute to the growth of the economy more broadly.
Would we have been here to some varying degree, even without the financial crisis? What difference did the financial crisis make in this situation, I guess, is the question.
Yes. I mean, we're looking all the way back to 2001. Yeah. Much of our research has shown that the recession absolutely put a spotlight on financial vulnerability, but it didn't really necessarily have a fundamental impact in how people were saving or how their wealth was being driven over the long haul when you look, you know, across multiple decades.
Aaron Currier, she's the director of the Financial Security and Mobility Project at Pew Charitable Trusts, new paper out on the rent burden population in this country and what it means. Aaron, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.